Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. So here we are. We are back by popular demand.
Popular demand
no,
by
it's,
who?
That's true. Somebody messaged and said, hopefully there's another episode soon.
Yeah, they actually did, yeah.
They did. That person, I assume, is going to be listener of the week. So we'll get into that in a second. But guys, how are we?
Yeah, all good.
I'm really good, yeah. Really, I like this time of year. It makes me happy.
You do. We've had long conversations about this on the weekend breakfast show. It was grey and rainy outside. And Melissa was like, oh, I love it. I love it. It's autumn.
I love it.
Really? You usually hate it. Like,
so I find this time of year, September, early October, delicious. Yeah. I love it. It's crazy.
Delicious, yeah.
Because it's not dull outside. It's always bright. Yeah. But there's a chill in the air. It's just crisp. And I love the fashion. I get really down once we get into late October, November.
Loves the fashion, right? Right? Mm. And all that autumny stuff, but hates Halloween decor.
Yeah. Are you not a fan of Halloween?
No, I don't like Halloween. No. It's weird. Yeah.
How's Halloween weird? Halloween is arguably better than Christmas.
What I meant is it's weird that I don't like it.
Oh, right.
Did you say Halloween's better than Christmas?
I think it's more fun.
No, don't get me wrong.
I love Christmas, but I think Halloween's more fun.
I think the reason I don't love Halloween is because I've literally worked at Cool FM for the past 7 years and worked every Halloween night in those 7 years. Yeah. So I haven't went out and celebrated Halloween
in
such a long time. I also don't like being scared, so there's that.
I just feel like Halloween, not enough is made of it. I wish we were more like the Americans and really went for it for Halloween.
Or even just like Derry, because apparently it's incredible in Derry never been.
It's very good.
Is it the biggest Halloween festival in Europe that I read?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's like they do fireworks.
On a weekend this year? Because I actually might just go up.
No, it's a Monday.
I'll be at work.
I checked this already. Do you remember I checked this? Because I wanted one of the newsreaders to come on our show at the weekend and do spooky news. Do you remember that clip on TikTok from the girl who was reading the news? And she was like, have you seen this?
No.
And she's like, after her voice kind of like breaks when she's
saying,
yes,
I did see this.
And she's like, after weeks of campaigning or something, finally we know who the new prime minister is going to be. And she was right, it was scary. So, anyway, should we do listener of the week?
Mate, we've got loads.
Let's go.
Yeah, so thank you so much for everyone who followed us over on the What's Happening podcast Instagram. We've got Gillian McMurrin, who followed us. Also Shannon, no second name for Shannon. Chris Weeder, Nick McMim, also Andy Mitchell, and Roisin McNally, who followed us and also sent us a message. So thank you very much for that, Roisin. She said,
big shout out.
Just listened to your pilot episode and came on here to see the original cartoon of you three to be sadly disappointed.
Is it not there?
Get it posted. It's not. No.
Did we never post it?
So what we did post, if you're... Who was it, sorry?
The graphic designer guy called Connor.
Who messaged to say that?
Oh, Roisin.
Yeah. So Roisin, if you go to...
It is there.
There's a picture of a mug. it's the mug, isn't it? Yeah, so when was that posted, Melissa?
The 27th of March, 2020.
27th of March, 2020. Peak pandemic, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, we were right into the pandemic there. So if you go to there, there's a picture of a mug.
It looks more like you, Connor.
Steady out.
You'll see... You'll see a picture of a mug, swipe across, and you'll see the original Melissa. I don't think the original you and me are on it, because didn't I have beef with my hairline in it?
Yeah, you wanted a few more strands of hair. But
the
like,
guy basically made me bald, and I was like, okay, I'm not there yet. Like,
but whenever he first sent like the first version of it through, I was like...
You thought it was class?
I was like, it's not that bad. Me and you were like pretty close. I don't know what happened to Melissa.
I know.
Thinking we haven't sent him the correct picture of me. This is not me. It's not even the same nose.
Yeah, it was very, very funny.
Weird.
So yeah, go to that post. You'll see the picture of the mug. Swipe across and you'll see the original Melissa portrait. It's worth seeing. It's something everybody should see once in their lifetime.
It is funny. It's on the back of that mug, so I have that mug in my house. Drink my tea out of it.
Did we give you that?
It's a humbling reminder.
Yeah.
We gave away a mug, didn't we? Is that the one we gave away?
We did not give one to Shane Todd, no.
We gave one to Shane.
No, we offered Shane Todd a mug and then just never did anything about it.
Oh, really?
We told him on the podcast we would give him a mug and
didn't. We did like a competition thing, didn't we?
Didn't we give away a mug or something? We do have somebody won a mug one. We should do that again.
Yeah.
The one with Melissa's face on it, though.
I'm just on our podcast Instagram. It's so cute, but we haven't updated
a
picture since literally Christmas, and it's coming to Christmas.
What was the last thing posted?
Really?
The sweeties that we got sent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Do we not have a picture? Surely we've got a recent picture together. I know. Let's post our professional photo together.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, we'll do that. So we've got the sweeties. There's us out on a night out. There's me with a love sausage. There's us at Christmas.
Yeah, we really don't update regularly enough.
We should.
Clearly most of our outings are at the latter part of the year.
It is a good way to keep in contact with us. Even though we don't update it a lot, you can still message us on there and it's likely Connor will get back to you.
Yeah, and we often post on the stories.
Yes, we do. I think, Connor, you mostly send the messages, don't you? It's mostly you.
Yeah, because it annoys me, like,
me and Melissa,
having notifications.
Me and Melissa will post in.
Like, I don't get notifications.
No, I don't get notifications, but I would go in, like, every once in a while just to see. And, like, if there's a message there, I can't leave it unread.
Me and Melissa will always put in the group chat, oh, look, someone's messages, and then not do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then Connor will go in and message back. So Connor will get back to you. We should be better at Instagram. It's not as if we have like an Instagrammer in the room.
No.
Do you know who's technically
I don't reply to my own messages.
Yeah, I was actually thinking last night, like I know it was Sunday and stuff and you're busy, a lot of time off and you're always like on your phone for work purposes.
I replied to you yesterday. What are you talking
about? Are you going to say about how we didn't get confirmation that this was happening until like 8 o'clock
until
last night?
It wasn't 8 o'clock. It was closer to 10 because I was
in bed. We'd spent all day talking in the group chat talking about how we're going to do a podcast tomorrow. Melissa comes on last thing at night and being like, okay, yes, see then.
Because I walked up into the... I walked into the bedroom and I was like... Melissa hasn't got back this yet. And then I was like, for someone who's always on her phone, she just must just ignore me and
Guys. I actually said what time tomorrow for the pod at 9:23.
Okay, closer to 10 o'clock.
Do you know how she works if we need to do something for the breakfast show, right?
Uh-huh.
We'll be sitting on the breakfast show and Melissa will go, Curtis, send me a WhatsApp message and then I won't open it. And then I'll have the notification and then I'll see the notification and eventually
because
I'll open
if
it.
I opened it, then it wouldn't be there and I'd forget.
But put it in your calendar.
No.
Oh my
gosh. My calendar.
Stress me out.
Anyway, that was Listener of the Week.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out. Now, the message has disappeared, but this happened to, it was one of what's the shopping centres in Ballymena? What are
they? Fair Hill and the Tower Centre.
I think it might have been the Tower Centre messages to say they remember us talking about the Grassmen.
The Tower Centre messaged us?
I think so. But it's disappeared because we left it that long.
What?
What's the Grassmen?
Do you remember we were talking about the Grassmen, the guys that drive tractors and what we didn't know what they did?
Yes.
They're famous.
They messaged and explained what they did and apparently the Grassmen have a store at the Tower Centre.
Wow. They do. I've seen it.
It was the Tower Centre that messages. So for all your Grassmen needs... The Tower Centre.
I'm going to look up the Tower Centre because what the heck?
Apparently they've got a Grassmen shop, yeah.
Tower Centre.
Now, the message just disappeared because we left it that long.
Right.
But I meant to do it on the last podcast and completely forgot.
Excuse me, the message has not disappeared.
Has it? No, I can't find it.
Guys, we heard you chat about the Grassmen on a recent podcast. Want to know a bit more? Check them out on Insta. And did you know there's a Grassmen standalone store selling Grassmen products and merch in the Tower Centre, Ballymena? They've been here since 2018.
Wow.
And then they sent us a YouTube video.
So that was going to be my question. The Grassmen.
So how I found it is I went into Tower Centre and then I went to message them. That's how you find your old DMs.
Ah, okay.
What do they sell? Grass?
Let's just go on to the YouTube video. Oh my word, here they are.
I mean, I assume it's merchandise, mate.
This is the official shop opening with Marty Mum.
Oh my god, why weren't we there?
This is Hit the Diff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cupcakes! Sucking diesel. To my daddy talk.
That is the national anthem, like, for cultures, isn't it?
I'm sorry, look how many people are there. Oh my gosh! Lots of half sips.
Well, you see, whenever you go to the Balmoral show and the Grassmen turn up, like,
please turn that song off. Gives me like PTSD from years ago being like
working in nightclubs. Yeah, any nightclub outside of Belfast.
I just want you to know that the Grassmen have 194,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Wow!
Should we get them on? How many people are in the Grassmen? Like, is it 3 or is it like 30?
Okay,
there's a guy
what?
Called Donkey. One of them's called Donkey.
We need to do a wee bit more research.
Are the Grassmen like the bad boy chiller crew of cultures?
The Grassmen. Right. Let me just figure out who they are.
I'm going to sign them.
Grassmen Clothing.
Right, Grassmen okay, Limited is the company which owns the fast-paced global phenomenon Grassmen brand, whose video content and merchandise are recognised worldwide.
Wow, fair play to them. Films. I'm on their website. They've got DVDs.
I struggle to understand.
The Grassmen physical DVD collection. It's 120 quid.
What?
It's like 12 DVDs.
Right.
Of what? Cutting
here we
grass?
Go. Here we go. I'm on the Tara Centre website.
Right.
The Grassmen series is a new dynamic and fresh approach to agricultural entertainment.
Right.
The company founders are keen cameramen as well as drivers and have developed a range of merchandise and clothing that is loved countrywide by young and old agri fans. This is what the Grassmen are. I'm pretty sure we've discussed it before. They film themselves like putting in the bales of hay. They film themselves like farming.
Yeah.
Right.
And they just became an absolute phenomenon. So they turned themselves into a business and they...
Fair play. Yeah, absolutely.
Made merchandise like yourself.
Yeah.
I found both your successful. Christmas presents.
Just kidding.
I'm going to get you both the Sustain the Flame and Keep Her Lit DVD package.
Please do, man.
Curtis, it's £120. You're not going to spend that.
No, this is only two DVDs. This is £18.
Right.
Would you like that?
No, you can't give me two DVDs from a collection.
I don't have a DVD player.
I know, I've just been polite.
It's
funny because we had a DVD the other night, right? And I said, yeah, actually, it's fine. I'll play it in my MacBook. And I've got one of the new MacBooks.
There's no DVD.
Where does it go?
Yeah.
You can't even put a normal USB into it. You've got to have a connector. Like, it's
so annoying.
Crazy. But anyway, so that's the Grassmen section of the podcast.
That was fun.
Anyway, if you want to be listener of the week next week or on the next episode, I should say, because we've kind of got to a point where we're not doing episodes every week.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We might actually be able to do two episodes on the bounce, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think what we're saying is we're going to try our best to get episodes out to you as often as we can. And I think at the most you'll ever have to wait is a month. But if we can do them weekly, we'll do them weekly. If we can do them fortnightly.
Yeah.
But just with life and everything getting back to normal, like when we started this podcast, it was we had nothing else to do
literally,
at all.
Like it was what we looked forward to. And I'm not saying we don't look forward
to
doing it.
I still look forward to it completely.
Yeah.
But
we had it was
Connor
all we had to look forward to.
Connor literally half lives in London. You may as well live
true,
in London
yeah.
at this
yeah.
point.
This
so
is true. And we've worked out that whenever he does it from a hotel room in London,
we just don't enjoy it.
It's horrible.
We'd rather wait.
We did try.
Yeah.
We tried it.
I don't mind it. It's just it makes the quiz a bit difficult.
It's also difficult because there's always a delay and we just don't feel we have the same banter together. Yeah.
It's mad that like Connor goes to these big fancy hotels and the Wi-Fi shop.
I know.
Yeah, isn't it?
Like,
could be more to do with in here than anything
invest
else.
Invest in your Wi-Fi. Did we do the crafted design shout out for listener of the week?
No, we didn't. No. You do that.
So hi to crafted design.
Hi guys.
There's no name on who crafted design is, but hello to you. Big fan of the podcast, thought it might be fun to make something special for you guys, given the impact you've had on my life personally. Not to get deep, but you've kept me lonely kept me company in lonely times. That's so nice to hear.
That is so nice.
And we really, really appreciate that you sent that. Where would be the best place to send this to? So I'm looking forward to seeing what they've got for us at Crafted Design. And also, have a nice weekend. Hopefully there's going to be a new episode soon. But also appreciate that you're all super busy. So that is where the popular demand came from.
And there is a new episode.
There is a new episode. We're doing
this
just for you, Crafted Design. So thank you for listening. And again, like I said, if you want to be listener of the week next time, well, Melissa's going to tell you how you can do that later. What are we talking about today? Movies, isn't it? We're talking about like naughty movies because Hocus Pocus is back on the day that this comes out, Friday the 30th.
Yes, but Curtis and I messed up on air and
we
thought it was back
up.
In cinemas.
We did.
And honestly, people were texting us like, where in cinemas? It's not back in cinemas. What are you talking about?
We nearly started a stampede of people going to see a movie
Hocus
in cinemas that like...
at the Omniplex or at Movie House and it's not
it's
on.
It's only coming out in Disney and I don't know why, but...
Disney Plus, yeah.
Which is strange.
Here the Kardashians are back, aren't they?
Did you not know that?
Yeah.
No,
so literally,
Liv was watching it. It's on Disney now. Because they made a whole big thing, we're finishing up, and then it's now the Kardashians.
They were literally, as far as I know, that was literally just a rebrand and changing channel. Honestly, because like literally whenever they announced the Kardashians was coming to an end after however many series, literally a week later, it was like, a brand new show from the Kardashians. And it's not called it's not Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
It's just the Kardashians.
The Kardashians,
yeah.
And it's like...
They clearly just got a better deal, didn't they?
Yeah, because it moved on to Hulu, isn't that right? Or is it on Disney?
I'm mad that they
Hulu
did
is Disney.
Big emotional goodbye and then the next week it was like,
we're back.
And do you know, the bit that I got was the microphone that Kim used in the last episode, the wee mic you stick on your lapel? She was like, my producer's so cute because this is like the microphone that I first used on the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and he's given me it for the last episode. I bet you that was the bloody one she used in the first episode of the new show. It's just her microphone.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel strongly about
if
it.
If you've seen any press about them recently, it's clear that they know how to orchestrate and get their own way and it's become like, famous.
It's like Coronation Street, right, saying, oh, Coronation Street's coming to an end, and then the houses get refurbed and they start it up again under a different name. That's literally what it is like.
Yeah.
But anyway, so how did we get onto that? Yes, so we're Hocus Pocus is coming out. So we're going to talk about the best movies from whenever you were a kid, because Hocus Pocus is up there with one of the greatest movies.
Yeah.
So we'll get onto that a little bit later on. But first, oh, this is on quiz too, aren't
yes,
you?
I
you
am.
Claim you've got a quiz ready to
I
go.
Do.
Which is always, do you know the thing that it not freaks me out? It's like Melissa will come in and go, oh, I'm on quiz today, aren't I? Got it. And then you're like,
she literally
right,
did it the
okay,
day within like, 3 seconds.
Because
yeah.
I knew what I wanted to ask.
Very little planning goes into it. But
I've been planning this for two weeks.
Lies. You haven't.
I went, oh, I got it because I just went into my notes and found all my prepared questions.
No, you didn't, did you?
No.
That's a lie. That is a lie. So we'll get on to the quiz soon. But first, guys, what have we been up to? What's been going on?
What's the 411?
Yeah. What's happening? Who wants to go first?
I'll go because I haven't been doing much. Literally not doing much. Apart from watching a lot of TV, watching a lot of sport. I hosted some Ulster Rugby games this month, which was nice.
How was it?
Rugby's back. It's good. Ulster Rugby's really, really good. It's such a greatly supported club, and it's good to work with them. So I've been doing that. Belfast Giants stuff. I haven't been doing any DJing. I've been cutting back on my DJing. Because I'm just like a zombie on Sunday mornings whenever I come into the show with Melissa.
But he is going to DJ the night that we were supposed to go to an award ceremony together.
Oh, yeah, we get nominated for an award.
The Betrayal.
Who got nominated for an award?
Hey, Melissa.
We didn't really.
We're part of a nomination group.
Part of a nomination
group.
So
the Northern Ireland Social Media Awards.
Yeah.
Cool FM got nominated for Best Use of Facebook for their
cash call
campaign.
Because we do the cash call countdown on Facebook Live.
We got included in it.
Good job, you. Yeah. When is it?
It's this
He's
Saturday, but I can't go because I'm DJing. The one night that I'm DJing in the next couple of months.
It's like, this Saturday?
I think so, yeah. Saturday the 1st.
Oh my gosh.
So the day this comes out technically tomorrow.
I would go with you, mate, but I'm in Drogheda. You didn't invite me to go with you anyway.
You're also not nominated, so.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
I'm only joking. But no, it's the whole cash call
thing. So we haven't DJed all month. And then the night that we're supposed to go to a nomination ceremony, he's like, I have to DJ.
I know. And now I have to do the Belfast Giants. Because David's going to the thing.
Double L. Loser.
What a loser.
Social media awards, like, what do you sit and get a nice meal and then watch people win awards?
I just like to get dressed up.
No, it's always.
I might not even go, to be honest.
There needs to be, see, at awards ceremonies, right? There needs to be three awards. That's it. That's what there needs to be.
I thought you meant three ceremonies.
Mm. You watch the Brits, right? And there'll be like, or no, what's the mad music one? What's the big one in America? Is it the Grammys?
Grammys.
And they'll be like, best use of an electronic harmonica in a pop song.
Yeah.
And it just goes on forever.
The Grammys is like 8 hours long.
Yeah, it's stupid. Tell me who won the best album, who won the best single, best video. That's what we need to know. Best male, best female. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what we need. So yes, I'm not going to the Social Media Awards, Melissa, this weekend. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'm going either, to be honest.
Find out in the next episode if Melissa went or not.
Yeah.
The only other thing of note that I've been doing is watching the thing that everybody's talking about on Netflix at the minute. That is that new Jeffrey Dahmer series.
I haven't started it yet.
I can tell you, hands down, it's hard to say it looks brilliant because of what the story is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what?
It's very well done.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It looks very...
Hands down, the grimmest thing I've ever watched.
Really?
I swear down, like... Ashley likes all her true crime stuff, and I like it, but not to the extent that she does. Like, she listens to true crime podcasts and all that stuff, so she's into it, but I'm not. And we watched it. We watched the first episode, and I was like, I'm done. And then she insists that we watch everything together, so she texted me the other day, and I was at work, and she was at home. She's like, I'm going to watch this without you. And I was like, go ahead, please. I don't want to watch that. But she insisted that we watch it together. It is grim, Melissa. Don't watch it. Honestly, if Scott tries to make you watch that, you will not enjoy it.
I won't
like,
watch it.
Like, it's serial killer stuff. If you know the story, you'll know the stuff he does. Yeah, it's horrendous. The whole show just has a weird feeling about it. And I wouldn't call it scary. I would call it unsettling.
Okay.
There's just a vibe about it where it's just constantly unsettling. It's just horrendous. I wish I hadn't watched it, but you know, I did. So that's pretty much been my week, is feeling weird because of that. I can't think of anything else. No, go ahead, Melissa. What have you got?
I'll go. I always find it hard to remember what I've been up to, and I don't think it's been too much. Last night I went to see Don't Worry Darling, Harry Styles, Florence
Pugh. Yes, you said you were going to go. What do you think?
I would like to go see it again. I actually, like, once you figure out what's going on, you're like, oh my gosh, I need to watch that all again because I need to, like, see all the signs from the start.
Yeah.
That's all I can say without any spoilers. But my friend also went to see it last night and came onto her stories this morning and was like, that was awful, don't go. And I'm like, what? Did we watch the same thing? Because I actually really enjoyed it. And Scott thought it was good as well. Just with the twists and turns and everything, I enjoyed it. So there was that. Harry Styles was okay. Florence Pugh, is that her name?
Florence Pugh? Yeah.
She was phenomenal. She carried the movie, in my opinion. So that was really good. What else have I been up to? Let me think. I went out for dinner earlier in the week.
Where'd you go?
This new place called Bank Square Brasserie.
Okay.
But I had to leave before dessert. We had like a tasting menu. I don't think they're a tasting menu restaurant, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But I think they gave us a taster of all that they have to offer, which is why the press night was tasting menu. So it was really, really good, really delicious. I would recommend. Last weekend, my little niece, well, Scott's little niece came up from Dublin and we looked after her for 2 hours. And I swear to goodness, we were absolutely exhausted after that. She is 3 and she's just hilarious and kept us busy. She wanted me to bounce on the bouncy castle every time that she was bouncing. I was exhausted and sweating. I was like, well, have we break? Oh, but she was so cute. She had her Build-A-Bear with her, right?
Uh-huh.
And because she had to take her shoes off to get on the bouncy castle, she took her Build-A-Bear shoes off too so he could come on with her.
Aww.
It was the cutest thing ever. So that was really cute. And I'm just having a wee scroll here and I honestly don't know what else I've been up to.
We hosted the Belfast Met Freshers Fair.
We hosted the Belfast Met Freshers Fair and that was really good. We gave away Harry Styles tickets. I'm sorry.
Are we going to talk
about this? We never give away amazing tickets. Well, not never, but like a lot of the time they just give us... I'm not even saying anything. They just give
us... amazing tickets.
Yeah, not amazing tickets.
Mrs. Brown's Boys is tickets that I've given away before.
Yeah. Like to be given Harry Styles tickets to give away.
That's crazy. Like, that's
We were just so excited by that because... You know, you're usually given tickets to shows that aren't sold out, if you know what I mean. Like Harry Styles, you can't get those tickets for love nor money. So to give those away was very exciting. And people literally stood by our sides for like 2 hours just trying to win them.
Yeah, people just hung around, like watching us, waiting for us to jump on and be like, right, we're giving the Harry Styles tickets away. It was the weirdest thing. But cool, like it shows you just how big it was.
Yeah, so we gave those away. My best friend left for Australia.
Which one?
My soul sister.
Are you going to cry?
No.
My best friend ever. I have 2 best friends ever, so like my two best. Now neither of them live in the same country as me. I'm like really, really, really sad. So she left. Now we've been having leaving parties. We've had leaving holidays. We had leaving drinks. We had leaving meals. So like we rinsed it, but it's because she's going to be gone for 4 years. I said to her, you know, when you come back, like all being well, I'll have a ring on my finger and maybe a child in my hand.
Does that then mean that there's an opening then for 2 best friends in your life?
No, like they're my bridesmaids.
No.
Those
2. Okay, thanks.
So take an application.
So if you're trying to rank like my best friends, the 2 that like aren't in the country, they're my bridesmaids and my sister.
Okay.
And then my other best friends are like my like they would be, you know, they'll definitely be at the wedding. I want a really small wedding, so.
Where do we play a part in the wedding?
You're invited to the wedding, don't worry. Like, there is no wedding. I'm not engaged. But like, you know,
we could like edit this very finely and put it out as the promo. And a lot of people expect, here, Miss Riddell's getting married. There's a ring on her finger.
Oh
She's a kid on the way.
Connor and Curtis want to know what they're going to be doing in the wedding.
Connor and Curtis are our best friends
now.
That's
hilarious. No, so... Yeah, I'm devastated, but like she's so happy. I've obviously been texting her and stuff, and she was meant to leave pre-COVID, so I got an extra 2 years out of her. But like part of me resents that because I'm like, well, it would only be 2 years till she was home then. No. So you can look at it either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, so look, there was actually loads happening, but like in my personal life, I just like kept myself so busy with Kate because she was leaving, so we've been literally seeing each other as much as we possibly could before she went.
Oh, I like Kate. She follows me on Twitter.
Does she?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it Kate or Katie? I've got 2.
Oh, it's Katie Andrew I'm thinking of. It's not her. She lives in Amsterdam.
Katie lives in Amsterdam. My friends leave. I've one left.
Maybe you're the problem.
I'm the problem. No, I'm still like besties with them all, so it's fine. But I've one left. But I've got good news about her. So I'll tell you off the podcast because it's not my news to tell. But I'm so excited. She's not having a baby right now, okay? Just to clear that up in case anybody starts guessing. But we'll be able to talk about it next week.
Good.
So, that's kind of me up to date. I've just been keeping busy.
Yeah.
This is my busiest time of year, work-wise, like on social media.
All that Halloween stuff.
It just gets very, very stressful.
Yeah.
And I start to just bury my head in the sand, which is what I do on my phone anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's good.
Good.
How about you, mate? What's been going on?
I give Melissa the ick.
Right, so I needed to tell you, I was going to reply to tell you about this, but I thought I'll keep it for the podcast. So I have figured out a way, you know the way I give myself the ick, because everybody has to do it, I figured out a way to not give myself the ick.
Right.
So here's what I do. So if people don't know what we're talking about, Connor sent in a photo of him craning his neck to look at the traffic lights, and I was like, ew. I showed Scott, I was like, ew. But do you want to hear what I do now?
What?
So if you rest your elbow on the ledge by the window and just lean on your hand,
you can look a little bit.
Totally casual, but you've got direct eye line to both traffic lights.
Ah, okay.
So that's how I've stopped giving myself the ick.
I mean, you have put way more thought into that than was ever needed.
It turns me.
That looking at a traffic light.
I turn myself. So I simply had to find a way.
So yes, I did that. I went kayaking.
Where at?
So
you get that quiet.
Well, we had like the guys in the label, all the A&Rs went away for like an A&R away day, kind of like
team building,
team bonding.
A drinking kind of session.
Pretty much. Yeah, it was great. So our boss, or my boss, has a house southwest of England, like Southampton kind of area. So we went to her pond house for like lunch and everything and a couple of drinks, which was really good. And yeah, before that we went kayaking, which was fun, but whenever you first get in, it's quite like scary.
Yeah,
it freaks me out, kayaking. I'd love to do it, but it does freak me out.
Someone tipped in, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get back into the boat because there was so much water in the boat.
Oh, horrific.
So yeah, I went and did that. And what else did I do? I've been in London, of course, quite a bit. I'm back out on Wednesday. Liv's coming with me. So we're doing our first label event on Wednesday in London in Shoreditch, which I'm really looking forward to.
I was looking forward to it too.
Yeah. Well, Hicks is coming, so at least I know who my friends are.
Yeah.
I'm joking. So yes, that's happening on Wednesday. It's just like a big industry invite thing, music industry thing, which will be really good. It's free food, free drink. Some really good DJs playing. So yeah, looking forward to that. And then we had a new release on the label last Friday from a new artist that I signed called Dria, D-R-I-I-A.
I thought you were going to say Drake there. I'm pretty sure I know who that guy is.
Not the same genre of music. So yeah, she's brilliant. She's super talented. She writes, sings and produces everything herself. She's great. I finally have the label merch that we ordered, so I forgot to bring you some in today. Apologies
for
that.
Thanks.
I will bring some in. What else has been going on? I got a new pair of shoes. I haven't bought many shoes or anything in the last while, and there's a very good reason for that, and I'll tell you off the podcast.
In fairness, Connor sent the picture of these. They're Jordans, aren't they?
They're called Taxis.
Right.
So they're like,
we were side by side when he opened it and he went, they're sick.
They're bright yellow.
I personally thought
black
to myself, they're disgusting. But I didn't say anything. Just kidding. Just kidding. They are really cool.
So I'm not a shoe person, and whenever someone who's not a shoe person looks at them and goes, wow, okay, then you know they're good.
So I was in Soho. I had a meeting in Soho, and I was just walking through, is it Carnaby?
You're asking Carnaby, the wrong
Carnaby
people.
Street, yeah.
Carnaby Street. And there was a size, and I was like, oh, I'll nip in there. And I saw them, and I was like, oh, they're class. and then I didn't know if I would be able to bring them back in my luggage, if they would fit and stuff, but they did. So yeah, I got those. What else have I been getting up to? Have I been DJing? Not very much. I have been busy, but it's all work stuff that's not very interesting to use or the listeners of the podcast.
I mean, you've sat down and told us numerous times about doing your taxes to the point where
he sent us a photo
of him doing his taxes a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember?
I've done that.
And
of course, you didn't send the group chat.
No, I do remember. I'm really joking.
You're not.
She's like, oh yeah, that's right.
So yeah, I've actually done that because I enjoy doing it.
Please, can you come to my house and help me?
I don't like the fact of that I'm like, oh, I need to do this. But whenever I start doing it, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good.
Do you think you would enjoy doing other people's?
If I was getting paid a large amount of money for it, probably, yeah.
I'll ask you about your fee afterwards.
So, yeah, I've started to do that. And it's a headache.
I bought myself a little folder and a stapler and some sticky notes.
Yeah.
I thought that would help me.
Did it? No.
No. They're all just sitting.
So for anybody who's listening self-employed, right, what is your method, right? Because I'll tell you what mine is first, right? Mm-hmm. So I have two folders.
Yeah.
A folder of what I get paid.
Yeah.
And a folder of what I pay out.
Okay.
So
wow.
I just date order them.
Right.
Two folders. So I'll have by month. So January, February, March, April, May.
Yeah.
The income folder,
uh-huh.
It's all in there. And then the outgoing folder, all the receipts go in
so
there month by month.
So your income folder all pay slips?
Yeah, so what I get paid from likes of Cool FM and outside jobs and DJ work and stuff like that. Anything that I invoice for that I get paid, that goes into what
I get
paid.
Oh, so it's all invoices?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the outgoing is my receipts and invoices from other businesses and stuff like that. So is that how you do it? And I just send that all to an accountant and he comes back to me and goes, this is how much you owe.
Kind of. So I used to do something similar to that, but my accountant's in London now, so I just send everything on like a Dropbox folder.
Right.
Mine's now all in. So actually, that's so true. When I first went to my accountant, mine was all, I printed out all my invoices,
yeah,
and then I gave him all my receipts and expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of mine are in a Dropbox.
Yeah.
And so I just email that to him.
But so maybe that's what I should do then.
Yeah. So
I would prefer, and I think I would understand better. I'm very much a physical, like, that's why I have my paper diary.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I would understand it more if it was all sat in front of me.
Yeah.
I think as soon as anything goes on a computer or, like, that's why I don't use my calendar, I zone out. And it's so weird because, obviously, my life is online. But as soon as anything's, like, typed up, I'm like, oh, it's too many things on a screen.
So I have, like, all my receipts and then I have, like, my bank statements.
Okay.
And then I would go through everything that I have expensed and I have a receipt for.
Yeah.
I go through my bank statement and just highlight it. So then whenever I give to my accountant,
yeah,
I spoke to her before and I was like, can I expense like this and that? And she's like, yes, but you just need to have a receipt for it.
Yeah.
But it's so confusing for me because I've obviously got like the company and then I'm self-employed from the company. So self-employed April to April.
Oh my gosh, which Colin, that's so confusing.
Which I still have, but my company was set up on the 10th of September. So every year, 10th of September to the 10th of September, I've got company accounts to pay for as well.
Right.
It's a mess.
That is a nightmare, yeah.
Yes.
I don't envy it at all.
Awful. Well, you've all got limited companies now too.
No, I know. But I just wanted to ask that question because if anybody's listening to this who's self-employed, like anybody I've spoken to, everybody seems to do it differently.
Mm.
My accountant thinks I'm an idiot and he's not wrong.
I don't think there's like a right or wrong way of
I think as long as you're paying your taxes.
As long as you're doing it. Yeah. Do you and your accountant have a toxic relationship? Because
no.
I feel like
no, not at all.
You claim he thinks you're an idiot.
He does think I'm an idiot, but I think he really likes me.
Right, okay.
I think he thinks I'm a lovable idiot.
Yeah.
Which, also, not wrong.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I would never...
It's endearing.
Yeah.
Is it? I think it gets less endearing every time I come back.
Every time he's like been pestering you for months.
Yeah.
Be like, can you send me your stuff, please? And you're like, yeah okay, no problem. And then it never arrives. It probably does get less endearing by the email.
That would stress me out, the fact that you don't
it
know how much...
It always gets paid.
I know it always gets paid. But you don't know how much you're going to be paying until like
but this is why
a few days before
it doesn't
it
stress
paid.
Me out. Because I put away 20% of everything I ever get paid. So the only thing that the reason I don't stress is because I know I'm not going to owe a ton of money because I've already put the money away and considered it not my own.
Yeah.
So
I wish I had that.
If I didn't do that, you'd buy yourself a little treat. I'd treat myself.
Yeah. But I never know if it's less
because you have to pay the next year 6 months in advance.
I don't agree with that. That's a cop out because you're always 6 months ahead.
So I never know if it's less than then I get confused.
Yeah, that annoys me. And they're like, oh, it brings your January payment down. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't because I have to pay for the next thing on top of that.
Yeah, and I put the money away to pay for the January payment anyway so I can pay it all together.
I wish I had that kind of like willpower to be like, put that money away. That is not mine. That's for tax.
It's not willpower. It's fear.
Yeah.
I know, but then every now and again, I'll be like, okay, fancy a wee holiday. I'll dip into the tax fund. And then for like my next three paychecks,
I could never do that.
I couldn't because that's why I don't have a credit card. That's why I don't. That's why I don't take a coffee off you guys. Yeah. It runs so deep into me. The thought of owing people money literally terrifies
me. That's fair enough.
It's very deep rooted.
Liv recently got a credit card and I have to manage it for her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like she was always petrified of getting one for years because she was like, I'll not be able to keep track of it and I'll just spend stuff. But she's been very good with it.
Good. Yeah. Because you're watching over her shoulder.
I found the elite Victoria sponge cake.
Oh, okay.
Where from?
M&S.
Yes,
that's
gorgeous.
Look at that cross section.
Oh, yes, that's amazing.
And strawberry.
Curtis and I missed something very important out of our week.
Mm. Did we?
Yesterday morning, we had chocolate fudge cake for breakfast.
You would have loved it.
Kirsty made it.
Oh, really?
Kirsty from downtown.
It was a Betty Crocker, and if you've ever had a Betty Crocker cake.
Do you know how much, well, I don't know, maybe it's just me, how much oil goes into Betty Crocker?
Doesn't matter.
To keep it moist.
I'm sure
it's very similar. Don't talk about it.
But here,
Do you know how much oil I put into it to keep it moist?
Do you know what it looked like, this chocolate cake? Melissa said this, and now that I've seen it, I can't. Do you know the one from Matilda that they make Brucey?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like so good. It just looks so chocolatey and it like that. And we went in and we were like.
I took a really skinny slice because, you know, a lot of kind of calories. But I put down 400 calories for it because it was probably more. It was honestly probably more.
Yeah. We walked in, so Kirsty, like as we were walking and leaving the studio, Kirsty's like knocked the window and was like, come on in. We were like, oh, okay. So we came in and she's like, do you want cake? We're like, yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
You said, what's the occasion? And she goes, well, I haven't had one in a while.
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, literally. She just baked it because they hadn't had one in a while.
I need some of that in my life.
I know.
Oh, it was class.
One last thing. I played golf. So there's a music industry golf day. So I went and played that.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy golf?
I used to play golf. I used to be very good at golf years ago.
Yeah, you are a golfer.
But I haven't played like properly in years. Like I've went to like a driving range and stuff with you, but
the less said about my performance, the better.
But I haven't played in like properly in like 6 years or something. So I went for a round of golf and last Friday it was, I think, and it was really good. Like I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew out Friday morning, went straight to golf, got a hotel at Heathrow, and then flew back on Saturday morning.
You flew out to play golf?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Business expense.
Keep the taxes done.
So went and did that. It was like a networking thing though. I was a broken man. I was okay on Saturday. Sunday morning, I woke up and I was laying in bed and I was like, I don't want to move because my body is so sore.
I went to a driving range once and everything hurt the next day. Yeah. Like all around my shoulder blades, my arms.
Oh my God.
Everything. Now, so there's a couple of new coaches in the gym I go to that my boyfriend works in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them plays golf. And he's trying to get my boyfriend into it. And I was like, Scott, honey, I love you. You have enough hobbies.
Yeah.
You're not starting this. First of all, it's an extremely expensive hobby. He also trains three times a day anyway.
Yeah.
When's he going to get time for it? The only time he has to see me?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
Clingy girlfriend.
Not. But my brother's home from Australia. I forgot to say that.
I saw that, yes. I saw that he posted.
He stayed at my house a couple nights. I had to pick him up at the airport. I was supposed to pick him up at 1. He did not arrive into 2. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? My brother was like, do you and your boyfriends, well, he didn't call him my boyfriend, he said, do you and Scott see each other? And I was like, no. That's why we love each other so much. Because, like, our
that's
our
how it works.
Schedules
you don't have
are
time
so
to annoy each other.
Yeah.
How big Heathrow is. Oh, my.
Stupid, isn't it?
God.
I hate it.
I
don't know if I've
it's
been.
Basically a city.
Yeah, Heathrow's massive. It is. Five terminals.
It's huge.
Oh, I've been once because it literally takes half an hour to get between each terminal.
So I
went to the wrong terminal the only time I've ever been there, and it was very stressful.
Yeah, I flew into Terminal 2 on Friday morning and got an Uber. And I was in the Uber for about 15 minutes and I was on emails and I looked up and I was still like in the airport. Like driving around the airport, I was like, "This place is huge."
Wow. Yeah, it's stupid. Like, it's
but yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
I have one more thing, mm-hmm. which I forgot.
I can
catch spiders now.
No, I can't.
What? So I used to hate spiders, and I hoovered them, and I don't like killing things.
Do you mean
right?
Catch them with your bare hands, or where?
No,
are you going
like
with this?
A glass over it, bit of paper under it. I've caught four this week and put them outside because I don't like killing them. It's not fair.
Right.
They're not doing any. Like, they're just kind of milling about your house and they're not causing any harm, you know? So that's my thing. I can catch spiders now.
Well, I'm glad you added that to the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Should we move on with this week's quiz?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Oh, hang on. I haven't got the fader up. Here we go.
Winner stays on.
We'll see if Melissa's quiz is a better contribution to the podcast than my spider content.
It is. I promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the autumnal quiz.
Oh my God.
And it's one of my favourite times of year.
Yeah.
So I have got quite a few autumn questions.
I like your shoes, by the way.
Thank you. Loafers.
Yeah.
They're very on trend.
Yeah.
I can't see them from this side. Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a good shoe.
I fell off the chair.
Are they corduroys as well, or are they just jeans?
No, these are jeans, but they've got like a streak down there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened. Oh, it was my nail.
I'm just trying to soften her up so she gives me an easy question.
I also really like your cardigan, your hair so nice.
I love those shoes, they're so autumnal.
Yeah.
Okay. This is easy. Starting off easy.
How many mm-hmm. questions are there, by the way?
As many as I decide.
Okay.
Here she goes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready than I'll ever be.
Which of the following celebrations is associated with
Connor.
Autumn? I haven't even given you the option.
Sorry.
A. Easter.
Yeah.
B. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
C. Halloween.
Connor. Halloween.
Yes.
What a stupid question. Like,
it's just because you didn't get it.
Yeah.
I
was going to
no,
say
I
Halloween
knew the answer,
anyway.
But I was waiting to see whether it was going to. I thought you might have made it more difficult than that.
She said it was an easy question.
I said it was an easy question.
You did.
I started
yeah,
off
true.
Easy. But okay. Something a little trickier. A lack of which pigment turns the leaves of some trees to yellow, orange, or red during autumn? A. Flavonoids. B. Betalains or C. Chlorophylls.
Curtis. Chlorophylls.
Correct.
Well done, mate.
See, I'll get the hard questions. You stick to the easy ones, mate.
Teamwork.
Which species of butterfly migrates from North America to the west or the south during autumn? A. The monarch butterfly. B. The orange tip. Or C. The painted lady.
Curtis, you go first.
I'm going to go with the monarch.
Correct.
Is
oh,
it?
Really?
Okay.
There you go.
You must know that from all those.
So they're not that easy, are they?
In North America.
I just started easy.
How far is that for a butterfly to fly? From Australia to here?
I don't know. I thought it was. I don't know. Anyway.
She's only asking the questions, mate.
Yeah.
Don't know the details.
I don't, yeah. Which of the following plants loses their leaves during autumn? Oaks, conifers, our palm trees.
Curtis. Oaks.
Correct.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
How did you not know that?
Well, I didn't get a chance to say anything.
Just
conifer's an evergreen tree, isn't it? And palm tree is just like not. Like, when does the leaves ever fall off a palm tree?
No.
Here, I killed a cactus. You know that? You can kill a cactus.
Why?
I don't know.
You need to water them like once every 3 months.
Oh, I really want all
Is it not once a year?
Is it?
I think it's once a year.
I think I overwatered one before.
And did it like rot?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think this is a trick question.
Right.
Because I would have picked a different answer.
Okay.
So this will be interesting. Perhaps this is American.
What is this, two each?
Yeah.
Which of the following dishes is a classic dessert in autumn?
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple custard.
Mm-hmm.
carrot pudding
mm-hmm.
or apple pie?
Connor. It's got to be apple pie.
No, for Curtis. Halloween. Carrot, whatever the other one is, carrot something.
Yeah.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. I'm confused.
Definitely apple crumble. Like,
remember the episode where we remembered that my granny, well, we didn't remember, but I remembered because somebody else said it. And I was like, oh my gosh, my granny did used to do that. She used to put a pound coin in the apple pie.
And I said that they used to put a ring in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a Halloween thing or a Christmas thing?
Halloween.
Right.
That's not what the quiz says.
So now I'm confused.
Okay, 3-2 to Curtis.
Right. Listen here and listen good.
Mm-hmm.
The word autumn
yeah.
originated from the word autumn. In which language?
Connor.
German,
Connor.
French,
Curtis.
Or Spanish?
Curtis.
Connor went.
German, French, or Spanish?
Yeah.
I'm going to go German?
Incorrect.
Really?
Curtis. French.
Connor. Correct. It's going to go Spanish.
Autumn.
I mean, it sounds German, like, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Okay. More questions.
14
okay.
Curtis.
In the United Kingdom, November Internationals or Autumn Internationals are an event in which sport?
Curtis.
Curtis, I haven't given you the options yet. A. Cricket.
Curtis.
B. Rugby union.
Curtis.
Yeah, I know what the answer is going to be.
Okay.
Do your Curtis. Last thing.
C.
Connor.
There's no way you're going to, like.
I haven't said this.
Go finish it.
C.
Baseball. Curtis.
I have to let Curtis go.
Okay. Well, I let you finish. I was polite enough,
and then I
let you finish.
Let Connor go.
I don't want there to be an argument.
Connor go.
I'm going to have a panic
So it's
attack.
Cricket, rugby, or
what baseball. Was,
baseball?
Yeah.
I'm going to go rugby?
Yes, that's
yeah.
correct.
I thought so.
Yeah. Curtis is going to
Thank
cry.
You, mate.
No, it's
that.
Fine. It's
no,
fine.
He gave me a pity point there, which I appreciate.
Wasn't a pity point.
4-3.
Oh, my favourite ever in autumn.
Okay, two more questions.
What is the nickname for the seeds of the sycamore, ash and maple plants due to how they fly in the air during autumn? I was obsessed
Curtis.
With these when I was a kid. Curtis, you have got to wait. You've got to wait.
Do you know
the answer?
Do you?
Spiral seeds, spinning yeah. seeds or helicopter
Connor,
seeds?
Connor, Curtis. Helicopter seeds. They're the little things.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Curtis, you've got to be patient. I was patient.
I said my name first, though.
I said it before she even gave out the thing.
But you didn't know the answer to the
question. I knew what the answer was. It's helicopters.
But you've got to wait.
This is pathetic.
What's the score?
4-all. Oh, that's question.
It's not 4-all.
It is 4-all.
It's 4-2.
It's 4-all.
Is it?
Yeah.
If it's 4-2, then you give me the pity point and I will not.
Yeah.
4-all.
Oh, okay, right.
Right, so I'm going to ask this last question.
I didn't think I got 4.
Here are the rules.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. I have to wait.
You've got to wait. I don't know why I made those rules
up.
We'd
have this wrapped up by now if you'd have just let me go.
I know. I do apologise. So I'm just going to ask one last question.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules of today quiz, you have to wait, even
right.
if you know.
Right.
Okay. Autumn is the name of a character in which romantic movie? Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, 500 Days of Summer, or Before Sunset?
Curtis. Before Sunset.
Incorrect.
No. Curtis.
Connor.
500 Days of whatever the other one was. Did I get in first? I got in first,
didn't I? I think so, yes.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Is it 500 Days of?
It is.
Well done, Matt.
Thank you. Justice is served.
You're welcome.
That was a good quiz.
Very, was actually,
very
to be fair,
on brand.
To be fair, you did well.
Thank yeah. you very much.
I don't know where there's, because those rules have never been a thing before.
I know.
I regretted
making them up. I did.
On the spot too?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was it wasn't against you because it was Connor who did it first, and I said, "Wait,
that's
so
true."
It was against
true.
Connor.
I
actually.
Think it's more of a thing for the listener because the listener needs to play along to the quiz as well, so they need to know
yes,
what.
That's exactly my.
Everybody
thing.
Knows Herville. That the rugby is the autumn internationals. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that the wee seeds are called helicopter seeds.
Yes, I was obsessed like, with those when I was a kid.
Mm.
Whee!
They are cool. I threw one on the frothy one time, thinking he'd love it, and he just sort of looked at me like, "What are you doing?"
Do you never know how dogs actually see? And in his wee mind, it could have been intimidating.
Yeah.
He didn't even react.
An autumn leaf landed on my car yesterday. It actually made me jump. Because it was dry and heavy.
Right.
I went
Did you have to look like this to see it? No.
No. Straight off.
Connor, you're on quiz next episode.
Top that.
Yeah.
Top
by
that.
By which stage it'll be winter. Maybe we could do the winter episode.
We might be able to do it.
No, I think we might. We might get two in a row here, which is good to go. Right, okay.
Winner stays on.
We have got 20 minutes to talk about our favourite movies from when we were kids, because Connor has to go. And we wanted to talk about this because Hocus Pocus is coming out, the new one.
I only watched Hocus Pocus like last year for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It was good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It is. So do you remember we covered The Breakfast Show one time on Cool FM?
Yes.
It was coming up to Halloween and we did like this thing. It was like a World Cup of Halloween movies to see what the best one was. And Hocus Pocus just beat everything else out of the park, like. So it did.
And it's good. Like,
it's good.
What are the other options for Halloween movies?
That one that's really popular. The guy is a big circle head.
Freddy
and a
versus
stick man.
Jason.
No,
the big stick. Circle head. He's a stick man.
He is.
Slender Man.
No.
Oh, I know when you're talking about the big skeleton.
Yes.
Oh.
That was the number two.
Is it Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. Jack Skellington.
That's his name. Exactly.
Yeah. There's another one like that.
He does have a pumpkin on his head and he is a skeleton.
There's another one like that Ashley loves. Because they're Tim Burton ones, aren't they?
Yes.
Corpse Bride.
Yes.
Yeah, it's similar. So she really
likes that. Number two, do you remember? But like literally by so little points because Hocus Pocus just stole the show.
Just stole everything.
But I think it's because they don't have a lot of competition. It's an amazing movie, but they don't have a lot of competition.
See, do you know those old Halloween movies? Do you know like Freddy Krueger and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I love that. And what do you call the one that I really, really like? I've forgotten his name.
The one with the guy with his screws in his head. Frankenstein.
That's really old. That's like the 60s, isn't it?
Yeah, but people love it.
What about...
Jeepers Creepers is the one I'm thinking of. Best movie of all time.
Jeepers Creepers?
No, it's not the best movie of all time. What's
the movie Johnny Depp is in it and he plays...
Pirates of the Caribbean.
No. He plays...
Edward Scissorhands!
Oh, yeah.
There's that, but he also plays...
Alice in Wonderland! No.
Oh, the demon barber of Fleet Street. It's like a musical.
I think so, yeah.
Is that
a Halloween thing?
I don't think it's a Halloween thing as such. I think it's scary, but I don't know if it's specifically Halloween. Because there are like Halloween themed movies, aren't there? But it doesn't have to be Halloween, right? Like, so what was the one movie you couldn't get enough of as a child?
So I've told you this before. My mummy used to order those tapes out of the catalogue and nobody knows the movies other than me.
Right.
Do you remember, I told you this before and there was this wee one with all the wee birds. I can't remember what it was called.
What is
it? Nobody else knows it.
We've literally talked about this on the podcast before. Mummy used to order the tapes out of the catalogues and we would pick which one we wanted and she would ring up and say, hello, can I buy someone? Yeah. Buy it over the phone.
I didn't know that
and
was
we had
a thing.
The biggest tape collection ever.
That's why
she used to order our clothes as well from Next.
Really? Oh yeah, catalogues were a thing. Did you... like not go to Extravision or anything?
Oh, we didn't. I lived in the fields.
You live in the sticks. Extravision.
There was an Extravision in Macrofelt, and I remember going to it for the first time ever, and it was the most exciting experience of my whole life.
Oh,
but
so
like,
good.
So stressful that we had to go to town and leave the tape back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like so much handier to just buy it off the catalog.
You used to rent like PlayStation 2 games for like two or three nights.
Why is that not a thing now? Why must you spend 70 quid on every? Like PlayStation game when you could in theory just rent them. Why not give us that option? Like it's so stupid.
So I'm sure I've told you before about these movies because there was one I was obsessed with and it was a Christmas one and they slept in these waffle beds and it was like
I don't know what the hell you were watching. Waffle beds. What's a waffle bed?
They went to this magical Christmas place and they got into bed and the duvet was a delicious waffle and pancakes and she wasn't very well. Was her name like Mary Lou or something? So her brother looked after her and the snowman looked after them.
Are you
Jack
Mary
Frost?
Lou?
No.
Are you thinking of the Grinch? Mary Lou who?
Let me text my siblings. They'll know.
Right. A bed made out of waffles.
There's only three other people in Northern Ireland who know what Melissa's talking about.
They're all in her family.
She's about to text them. So she is.
They were amazing. I also absolutely love Stuart Little. I know you'll
Stuart
have heard
Little
of that.
Was class. So good,
did you play
yeah.
the game Stuart Little?
No.
On PlayStation?
No, I never did.
It was brilliant. It was very good.
I didn't even know it was a game.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to see if I, because you can play like retro games on a PlayStation 4, which I still have. I really want a PlayStation 5. Really want, I'm not going to get one.
I want to get the new FIFA, but I also like don't. Because I don't have the time to play.
I said to Ashley this week, I was like, see the new FIFA. I'm not going to get it. Yeah. Like, I'm in my 30s now. Do you know, I don't need to get the new FIFA. If I must play the PlayStation, I can just play the old one. And then I saw an advert that you can play as Ted Lasso in it. And I was like, Ashley, getting the new FIFA. It's like, why? Is that? Because you can play as Ted Lasso's team. I need to be on that. My one from whenever I was a kid, right? Do you ever remember the one Arnold Schwarzenegger was in, Kindergarten Cop?
Class.
It is a great A movie. That was, like, I watched that. There was a period in my life where I probably watched that every day.
Yeah.
Every day without fail. So good.
Really good.
So good.
Mine was Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, yeah, that's Steve Martin, isn't it?
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Cheaper by the... I didn't really watch... Do you know, I've only watched it once, and it was in school whenever the TV got rolled in to the classroom.
Yeah.
But we didn't finish it, because you only... That was the thing, like, in periods in school, they'd be like, okay, TV's coming in for 30 minutes, and they would stick a movie on.
Yeah.
And you'd get to see, like, what, a quarter of the movie, and then never see the end of it.
I've got them.
Right.
I've got them.
Let's hear it.
Right.
I love the way they're on hand to answer your questions right away. Like, if I text my brother and ask for something, I wouldn't get it till later that evening.
We don't get a text back that quick.
Look, no,
we don't.
This is Willie the Sparrow.
Right.
Oh my gosh. And this was the grandpa bird that taught him everything he knew. And then there was Snowden the Snowman. Let me find you Snowden the Snowman.
Connor, I'm gonna say something.
Right.
Right. And I don't know how Melissa's gonna feel about this. You can cover your ears if you want.
Stop.
Because these movies were obviously watched as you were kids. I don't like that they've spelt Willy with a Y and not IE. Do you get what I'm saying?
Very dirty.
No, it's not. I'm just saying. I just feel like if you're calling a person Willy, it's IE.
Yeah.
Snowden and Mary Elizabeth. Mary Elizabeth wasn't well.
What was wrong with her?
She was in a wheelchair.
Who slept in the waffle beds?
Right, I've got to find you the beds that they slept in when they went to Snowdenland.
Oh, is this the movie?
Yes!
Right, okay, waffle.
You should have done a movie review on that.
Honestly, incredible. Honestly. How am I going to find this?
Spy Kids was also an elite movie.
I honestly thought Spy that Kids was good. Going to be a Spy Kid.
Really?
And I used to go around like this. And think that I was sticking cameras on the walls.
I could see you doing that, to be fair. Yeah,
like, my sister and I, we thought that we were Spy Kids.
What was other ones? Daddy Daycare, did you watch that? Eddie Murphy?
No.
Oh, it was class.
I did watch that, actually. You know, I did. Didn't love it, though. What else?
Shrek.
The Lizzie McGuire movie was everything in my life and more.
Yeah.
And all of the Hilary Duff movies actually were phenomenal.
Do you know one that everybody talks about that I've never seen?
Mm.
Parent Trap.
I don't think
have you not seen Parent Trap?
Are you joking? The Parent Trap was my childhood.
It's it's an iconic movie, isn't it?
Yes, it's
phenomenal. Who is it in Parent Trap?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan, as it's meant to be pronounced. Do you not remember that? That came out in like an article like months ago where Lindsay Lohan eventually appeared back. Yeah, she appeared back on Instagram or something like that, and then she just mentioned her name was Lohan.
No, it's
and everybody
Lohan.
Was like, "Nah, you can't do that to us after 30 years." Like,
Free Willy.
How's Willy spelt?
With a Y.
I think the common denominator here is that you're the problem.
I think I'm the problem. Yeah, I think I'm the problem.
What a weird question. How's Willy spelled?
IE would then, but that would be Willy's, wouldn't it?
Oh,
that would be...
what a movie. Bug's Life.
Bug's Life was great. Yeah. Oh, here, do you know what me and Ashley watched a couple of weeks ago?
I was scared of Bug's Life.
Were you? Bug's Life was
go
great.
I see it in the cinema because I didn't like creepy crawlies, but then I watched it many years later and really enjoyed it.
Me and Ashley watched Chicken Run a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's class.
I wasn't allowed to watch Chicken Run.
We know.
Because it was too dangerous.
Hi.
I watched it many years later again. Just because.
Explain how Chicken Run was dangerous.
Like, it's not.
He lived on a farm.
No, but I wasn't allowed to be shown those things.
So what did you like? What did you just have for dinner?
We watched Willy the Sparrow and Snowden the Snowman. Okay. Right. My life was different than yours.
At least Willy the Sparrow was never going to be on your plate, I suppose.
Literally, I never watched Big Brother. I never watched
Did you not?
Skins. I wasn't allowed to watch anything.
I never watched Skins.
I was like 13, 14.
Did you watch Shameless?
I did. My parents let me watch Shameless.
I watched Willy the Sparrow. Okay.
Until what age, Melissa?
23.
Last year.
You would still watch it though, wouldn't you?
It was phenomenal.
Imagine, Melissa was on the dating scene, right? Yeah. And you were taking her on a date. And, this was uni or something like that. Yeah. And you're like, do you want to come back to my house and watch a movie? Yeah, what'll we watch? Willy the Sparrow.
It was brilliant. Please watch it.
Can you order it somewhere? Do I need to phone somebody?
I'm going to see if it's on YouTube or something.
Do I need to phone somebody in a catalogue and be like,
oh my God, this is our first phone call in 18 years.
Can I still order Willy the Sparrow, please?
Yeah.
It was really good. Honestly, it really was. We had so many tapes. It was great.
Oh, Casper.
Casper was
I loved class.
Casper. And here, do you know what I didn't know? Do you remember we watched that show? What's it called? It's on Netflix. I forget what it's called now.
Very vague.
I know, that's very, very vague. But it's a good show.
Still vague.
It's a guy who's a detective, but he's retired. And the most recent one, he went to some, fishing port. We watched it.
He was at a fishing port?
Because Justin Timberlake's wife,
Jessica Biel.
The Sinner, yes. So the guy in The Sinner...
The old man?
Yeah. Who's the detective?
Yeah.
Is the dad in Casper.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He is. He's the dad in Casper.
I'm going to go see.
Here's what I watched and I loved
Willy
it.
Willy the Sparrow. Here we go.
Tell me you watched this. Step Up.
So he is.
Step Up was a peak
movie. Did we all want to be dancers after?
Everybody in our school thought they were a dancer when Step Up came out.
What was her name again? The main...
Channing Tatum married
her. Channing Tatum was in it, yeah.
Yeah. Step Up. What's her name?
I'm gonna Google it here because they broke up recently, didn't they?
Yeah, must have been over a year ago.
Jenna Doohan.
Isn't that Jessica Alba? Did Honey?
That's what it was.
I believe I can. Right, that's enough. That is why.
Here, the cast of Casper's class.
It was a great cast, yeah. Casper's amazing.
I only watched the cartoon. I watched the adult version later.
I don't know if any of you remember these when you were younger, but you used to get Casper biscuits in one of the shops. I don't know which shop it was. They were like vanilla flavoured biscuits. It was like a custard cream, except it was vanilla in the middle. They were Casper biscuits. They were so good.
I watched Tom and Jerry a lot.
Tom and Jerry's very good, yeah.
Loved Tom and Jerry.
A little bit, sorry. I finished that Terminal List.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually that good. It's very slow.
Right.
Like, you had built it up. I think your exact words was, it's 10 out of 10.
No, I said 9.
Okay. Right. You need to get a gauge on, like...
Sorry, you watched The Grey Man and said Melissa phenomenal.
It was very good.
I still don't remember telling you The Grey Man was meant to be
you
rubbish.
Did.
I don't remember that at all.
You were literally the reason good. I didn't go see it in the cinema. You were the reason.
I don't remember that.
I remember specifically coming home and being like, Curtis says it's not that good. Not that good. We shouldn't go.
We were watching it and I had said to Liv, I was like, I never thought I would see Ryan Gosling. Like, this isn't his movie.
Yeah.
I always think of him as like The Notebook.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what you wanted to get away from that.
Barbie's Ken in his most recent movie. So, yeah. No, I thought he was brilliant in it.
Do you think the Barbie movie's going to be good?
I don't know. I love Margot Robbie and I really like Ryan Gosling as well. So... I just don't know what on earth the storyline could be.
Yeah, it's strange. We ended up in this Barbie shop in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like a Barbie boutique or something it was called. And it sold like limited edition Barbies. And they were literally like $3,000.
What?
Yeah, like limited edition Barbies. So like we walked in and we felt like we shouldn't even be in there. Do you know when you walk into a really fancy shop and you're like, I don't belong here.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a Barbie museum or something. I actually wanted to go in. It was a boutique.
$3,000 for a Barbie.
One of them was $3,000, yeah, and it was on the top shelf, so you can even like.
Could be worth even more after this Barbie movie.
Yeah,
I know.
The Barbie Dream House and everything. I think it'll be fun for like little girls who grew up loving Barbies, i.e., me.
Yeah,
like it'll bring back lots of memories.
Yeah, there's no Action Man movie. Where's that?
Toy Soldiers. Did you ever watch Toy Soldiers?
It was.
I don't think so.
Did you not watch Toy Soldiers?
Toy Soldiers.
It was class.
The Gorgonites.
Yeah. Toy Soldiers was awesome.
Yeah.
It was such a good movie. The Mask is the one I'm thinking of. I used
terrified.
To love
Jim Carrey.
Terrified
class
me.
Class movie.
Terrifying.
Did it terrify you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but it terrified
the
me.
The Mask itself freaked me out. Yeah. The way it like morphed to his face.
Yeah.
But it is funny. It's very funny. Dumb and Dumber too was a great show.
Have I watched that?
Connor, Dumb and Dumber, no?
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber,
Dumber
was
Dumber
class.
Dumber and Dumber was great. Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
What else?
It's mad that like...
Rugrats.
The Rugrats movie.
The Rugrats movie had nothing on
it's
the show,
one where they
though.
Go to Paris.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, the Rugrats isn't a movie.
They did that's do a movie.
I know, no, I know they did a movie, but you just said the Rugrats. We're talking movies here.
No, that's insane.
You said the movie.
Oh,
the movie.
Did you say the movie?
Yes.
Ah,
would
sorry.
Pay attention.
Here. So, from that era... have you listened to Mel B's podcast that she did with another person who has a very popular podcast? His name's called Stephen.
Oh, Stephen Bartlett's podcast, yeah. I didn't listen to the Mel B one, though.
No.
Did you know that Spice Girls was only around for 2 years?
No. Yeah, they were not around for long.
That's
sorry.
Mad.
I thought you were going to say, did I know that they were called a different name before they were the Spice Girls?
They
what
were
the name? I don't know. I used it on my quiz this week covering Curtis's show.
All right.
They were so big for like 2 years.
2 years,
and then is that when Jerry decided she wanted to go out on her own?
They
and
acted
that ended
like
the whole
they
thing.
Served so long together. Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Little Mix did 10 years.
Well, yeah, they did 2 albums, a world tour, and a movie in 2 years.
While we're talking about movies, I actually did own that. The Spice Girls movie.
Good
yeah.
movie.
And
it's a good movie. It's atrocious.
Inside
it is atrocious.
The tape came the big poster of
the big
him,
poster.
So then I put that in my bedroom.
And the actual tape itself was white.
Yeah.
It was a white videotape. It was crazy. No, made a terrible movie because then during the pandemic, Ashley found it on YouTube. I think we talked about it on the podcast. She found it on YouTube, made me watch it, and it was horrendous.
They were originally called Touch. Just so you know.
What?
It wouldn't have worked if they called it Touch.
And they changed their name in 1995 when they got new management.
Did you know, right? You know KFC?
Yeah.
Yes.
So KFC, their official Twitter account, only follows the 5 Spice Girls and then, what is it? So there's 11...
6 guys named
called
Herb.
Because there's 11 herbs and spices, so there's 5 spices. So I didn't even know Herb was a name.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Is it short for Herbert, do you think?
Don't know.
Herbert's a name, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Herbert's a name, yeah.
Anything's a name these days. You can also be a loafer and be like, oh, that's so cute. Hello,
little loafer. Oh. Right, let's wrap this up. Have we got anything to add?
No, I think that's it.
That's good.
Do you want to give the how people can be listener of the week and tell them the many ways that
there
that can
are
happen?
Many ways. There actually are an abundance of ways.
There's an abundance of ways, but we only use 2.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you
could
us,
phone us like the catalogue and try and order Willie the Sparrow
leave us
and
a
be like,
voice note. I'm not kidding you. If you tell me that you watch Snowden the Snowman or Willie the Sparrow, you will be listener of the month because I need people to understand this. It was phenomenal.
I bet you there's someone sitting in a house being like, I can't believe someone bought that.
Yeah.
My mom bought us all of the things out of the catalogues.
I'm going to see if you can buy Willie the Sparrow on
Amazon.
You need
Amazon. To watch it. It's so good. Anyway, if you watch this, I really want to know.
Connor.
What?
Yeah.
If you can find Willie the
I'm
Sparrow,
not doing a movie
please do
it.
The movie review.
Come on.
Please.
Connor, I
There's
promise.
No unnecessary nudity, I'm sure.
There isn't, I promise.
It's 56 quid.
Hang on, what? On Amazon? Oh my. 56 quid.
What?
Melissa, have you still got it?
They were our classics. I actually think we... Do you have a tape player, though? We have them in the roof space.
It sounds,
it's a DVD.
It sounds like...
It's a US import. 56
That sounds like
quid.
A piece of vintage something that you could sell and get a lot of money for.
Oh, there you go.
There's
wow.
only one left in stock.
That, I'm telling you,
that
it's phenomenal.
That one has been there for years. They've not sold it.
Since
that
Amazon
one movie.
Started, somebody's like, get Willie the Sparrow on there,
what
try
about
and get it sold.
Snowden the Snowman, so you can see the waffle beds
Let's
and Mary Elizabeth.
See.
Snowden the Snowman?
Snowden. His name is Snowden.
Did you get a picture of the waffle beds? No.
No, I couldn't find it.
Snowden.
Snowden the Snowman.
The Adventures of Snowden.
You can get Snowden the Snowman bedding for a tenner.
Nah.
Yeah, the movie. No, it's a book. The book of the classic film.
Do you remember the movie, The Snowman, that wrecked me as a kid? Like, that made me cry. The Snowman?
Walking
that one.
In the air.
Yeah, because it melts.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, just in case you haven't seen it. Like, it is a very old movie, so.
Yeah. Okay, so you can head on over to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review and actually write something there. And if you do write something, leave your name, because we would love to do that so that we can make you officially listener of the week. You can give 5 stars on Spotify as well, but you can't leave a review there. So just send us a wee DM on Instagram. We are active on there, even though it looks like we're not active on there.
We are going to, I think we plan to be more active, don't we?
We always
do.
Plan.
We plan to be more active.
Yeah.
And if you do want to see the original graphic of the podcast, go to that picture of the mug, swipe across, and you'll see Melissa's mug is probably the word to sum
it
up.
We do need to get more content. Like, the three of us need to go out and do something sometime soon.
Well, Connor, you're never here.
I'm free on Sundays.
Connor, when can you record a podcast? Can you do like between 3 and 3:15 on a Tuesday at the end of October?
I'm a busy man. I'm sorry.
You will make time to watch Willy the Sparrow. Oh,
listen,
it's a business expense, Connor. Come
obviously,
on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. So that is it for this week's episode. We might be back next week. If not, it'll be the week after. Thank you so much for listening. Go be listener of the week. It'll change your life, honestly. Yeah. And we will see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.